السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يقول الله جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، أعاذنا الله وإياكم منها أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in the Holy Quran, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العظيم. In this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the hearts of His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, verily, indeed, we have revealed the Qur'an in Laylatul Qadr. And what would make you understand the immensity and value and reality of Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr is a night better than 1,000 months. In it, the angels descend, and among them, the Holy Spirit, that meaning the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. And it is a time of peace until the break of dawn. This is the chapter revealed concerning the night that is upon us in these last 10 nights of Ramadan. We are in the final third of the blessed month of Ramadan. We have 10 more days and 10 more nights. And we remember that in this final stretch, we strive not just in the nights, but also in the days. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala tells us that one's striving and one's ibadah during the daytime in the last 10 days of Ramadan should be consistent with what they're doing in the final 10 nights as well. But we're looking for something. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to look for Laylatul Qadr in these last 10 nights. And in order to look for something, you need to know what it is and to appreciate its value. So you apply yourself to seeking it. And this night that we're looking for in the last 10 nights is called Laylatul Qadr. And it can be translated in various ways. Some people say it's the night of destiny, the night of power, the night of immensity. All of these are correct. It is Laylatul Qadr because it is the night in which the Quran was revealed to the hearts of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It matches that night. So it is a night of immensity due to the fact that it is the night corresponding to the revelation of the Quran. It is Laylatul Qadr, the night of rank, because Qadr can mean rank. It is a night of high ranks and immense rewards and openings for those who seek it and find it. Laylatul Qadr is the night of veneration. It is the night of veneration and honor. We venerate those times that Allah has honored, and so we venerate that night and we seek it out. And Allah Ta'ala honors those who honor what He has honored. It is called Laylatul Qadr because it is the night of immensity due to the massive amount of malaika that descend during that night. It is called Laylatul Qadr for all of these reasons. And we seek it out. We have to understand that Laylatul Qadr is the opportunity given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of honor for this ummah. It is related by Imam al-Tabari in his tafsir from Mujahid, who said that there was a man from Bani Israel who used to spend his nights in salat, in prayer, and in the daytime he would spend it fasting and in battle against the enemies of Allah. And he continued like this in prayer and fasting and fighting for 83 years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Laylatul Qadr, identifying a night that is khayrun min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months, which is equivalent to over 83 years. It is mentioned by many of the ulama that Laylatul Qadr is the gift to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he then informed us of. And this is the honoring of Allah towards him alayhi salatu wa sallam. The great scholar Imam Abdullah bin Alawi al-Haddad rahimahullah, he mentions that it is related that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered the lifespan of this ummah compared to the lifespan of the previous umam, the previous nations. And our lifespan is generally between 60 and 70 years, as he said. Some die older, some die younger, but the general lifespan for the ummah is between 60 and 70 years of age. He considered the lifespan in general for this ummah and considered it short in comparison to the previous nations. And so he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on behalf of us, on behalf of this ummah, because if our days are short, compared to the previous nations, if our days are short, in obedience to Allah Ta'ala and in preparation for the hereafter, that means that our rewards will also be diminished because we have less time. And so Allah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked Allah, and Allah gave him Laylatul Qadr, which is khayrun min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months. In effect, extending the lives of the ummah and multiplying their rewards and opportunities for forgiveness. Because if anyone spends even a single Laylatul Qadr in their entire life, in ibadah, and in dua, and in imploring Allah Ta'ala, and it is accepted from them, it will be as if they spent 83 years completely in ibadah, in devotion to Allah Ta'ala, in addition to their other years in which they are alive doing the same things. So imagine if a person catches just 12 Laylatul Qadr nights in their life, each of which is equal to 83 years, that is equal to 1,000 years of a person being constantly in ibadah, in worship of Allah Ta'ala. So they come on the Day of Judgment, not simply with the rewards of the 60 or 70 years in their average lifespan of worship and khayr. Rather, they have 1,000 years worth, if not more. And it's not even equal. That's the thing. But Allah Ta'ala does not say that Laylatul Qadr is equal to 83 months. He says, khayrun min alfi shahr, or 83 years. It is not just, it's not equal to 1,000 months, it is better than 1,000 months. So this is the opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though we have a shorter lifespan than the previous nations. So we're here in the last 10 days of Ramadan and nights. So when is this night? When do we seek it out? And how do we seek it out? There are over 40 opinions among the ulama, historically. 40 opinions among the ulama about the night of Laylatul Qadr. When does it occur? More opinions than there are nights in a single month. Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah collects all of these views for historical purposes, for intellectual purposes. But none of these things really concern us, because we have certain dates in which it's most likely, and even in those most likely of dates, we don't really know. There are narrations which indicate that it's occurring on the odd nights. So it is most likely to occur, and we should seek it out, on the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th. And of those odd nights, it is most likely to occur, according to the majority of the ulama, on the 21st or the 27th. There are a number of narrations supporting both of these views, that it is most likely to occur on the 21st or on the 27th. Some of the ulama, even among the sahaba, were quite certain that it was on this date or that date. Other ulama say, you don't really know. Because even if this Sahabi believed it to be the 21st, or this one believed it to be the 27th, or this one this date, or this one that date, it is plausible that they did experience Laylatul Qadr on that night, because there's signs. But that night can shift year by year. So we don't simply seek it on one night while resting on our laurels for the rest of the nights. We seek it out every single night, not just the odd nights, even on the even nights. Why? Because even though we seek it out on the odd nights in particular, what is odd for us may be even for someone else. And what is even for us may be odd for someone else. Because we do have certain discrepancies with regards to moon sighting. And that is the subject of ijtihad, and everyone is free to make their decisions. So we don't invest certainty in it being a particular night. We seek it out on all of the nights. Now, why is it hidden in such a way? We don't know exactly when it's going to be, except that it's in the last 10 nights. But why is it hidden? Why didn't the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us what night it occurs? Well, we know from the hadith that he did, in fact, intend to tell us when it occurred. And one narration, it mentions that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to go out to the Sahaba and inform them on which night Laylatul Qadr was to occur. And as he went out, he saw that some of them were arguing back and forth about what night it is or isn't. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him to forget. And this was a forgetfulness that taught us a lesson. Allah ta'ala caused him to forget. And this is because of the argumentation. And this is why Imam Ibn Hibban, rahimahullah, in his hadith collection, he puts this hadith under the chapter title on the fact that argumentation can cause the removal of knowledge. And this is a lesson for us in general, that if we are gaining Islamic knowledge, yet we use it to argue with others, this is a cause for the knowledge to be removed, to be forgotten. So it is hidden as a divine wisdom, so that we seek it on each of the nights. We don't know exactly when it's going to be. We seek it each night with a good opinion of Allah Ta'ala, investing that night with hope and anticipation. And we seek it each night, and then hopefully we find it on those nights, whichever night it is. Now, we know every year when Ramadan comes, we always hear the same verses of Quran that speak about Ramadan. We hear the same hadith. And one of those hadith we hear every single year is the hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whosoever fasts the month of Ramadan out of iman and anticipation of reward, his past sins are forgiven. But we have another hadith very similar to this, in which he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." He said, whoever stands in Ramadan in prayer out of iman and anticipation of reward, his past sins are forgiven. But there's even more. We have a third hadith in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man qama laylatal qadri imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." He said, whoever stands in prayer, in devotion on the Laylatul Qadr, his past sins are forgiven as well. So if you fast out of iman and anticipating reward from Allah, your past sins are forgiven. If you stand in prayer with iman and anticipating reward in Ramadan, your sins are forgiven. And if you seek out Laylatul Qadr and you pray in that night, your past sins are forgiven. It is actually very difficult for a person to come into Ramadan and leave it without having their sins forgiven. You actually have to go out of your way to do a lot of bad and turn away from a lot of good to leave the month of Ramadan without your sins forgiven. That's the hard thing. The easy thing is to show up to fast your days and pray your nights and ask Allah to give you that night and seek from Him. So you come out at the end of the month with your sins forgiven in the past for your fasting, your standing in prayer, and your seeking out Laylatul Qadr. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions Laylatul Qadr and says, "Faltamisuha," seek it out, seek it out. And Allah Ta'ala did not give us Laylatul Qadr, and His Messenger did not tell us to seek it out for us to not find it. If you merely show up with the minimal seeking, you will find it, because Allah Ta'ala did not make it difficult to find. May Allah Ta'ala inspire our hearts in these last 10 days and nights to seek it and to find it and to make it a means of receiving forgiveness for our past sins and elevation in our ranks and purifying our hearts so that we come out of the end of the month maghfoor, forgiven and pardoned, with souls that are purified and cleansed through the process of fasting and prayer and dhikr. Ameen. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل صلاتي وأتم تسليمي على سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين و وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, we are coming into these last 10 days and nights of Ramadan seeking Laylatul Qadr. And a lot of times when people hear of Laylatul Qadr and seeking it, they get filled with anxiety and worries. They think they are not enough, that they're not going to find it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this chapter, giving us the keys to finding it easily, giving us the keys to receiving that night and finding it and bringing out the very best in us. He gives us three keys or three doors to receiving Laylatul Qadr. The first door is the door of catching up, the door of tadarruk. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Laylatul Qadr is better, it is superior to 1,000 months. 1,000 months calculates to 83 years and around 4 months. That means that ultimately capturing Laylatul Qadr, finding it, is worth a lifetime. The message from Allah Ta'ala in this is to give us hope and to raise our spirits and to raise our expectations. And what it means is that if you have spent your entire life negligent, messing up, you have time to catch up, because a single night is better than 83 years of worship. This means that you have time to catch up, to have a lifetime's worth of worship in a single night. Allah Ta'ala has been preparing us in the first 20 days to receive the night of Qadr, the night of power and immensity. And this means it is a night of tawbah. It's a night of joy, a night of catching up, a night of repairing what might have been damaged in our relationship with Allah Ta'ala in the previous year, the previous month, the previous life that we have been living. So we come to the Laylatul Qadr with a sense of joy, a sense of hope, and an intention of tawbah. Tawbah is repentance, to remorse, have remorse and regret over what we've done in the past of wrong, and to resolve never to go back to it, to seek Allah's forgiveness. But ultimately, tawbah comes from awbah, and awbah is to return. It is a reunion. It is to come back home, as it were, to our original state, before those sins, before those struggles. That is the first door of Laylatul Qadr. To understand is a chance to catch up with what we neglected in the past. The second door of Laylatul Qadr is understanding the angelic presence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. It is the night in which the angels descend, as well as the archangel Gabriel, alayhi salam. What is the significance of the angelic presence during that night? What does that have to do with us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that these angels come down more than usual, in massive numbers. The significance of this, dear brothers and sisters, is that when the angels are present in a place, there comes a shift, there comes sakina, there comes tranquility, there comes comfort and safety. And one of the things that we don't often think about, but we acknowledge is true, is that when the angels descend in our gatherings, they actually greet the believers. They speak to the believers, even though we're veiled from hearing that. Allah mentions in the Quran how the angels greet the believers, how they make dua for the believers, and they speak things that are encouraging to the believers, even though we don't hear them. The sakina, the tranquility, the peace, and the safety that comes with their presence is to be felt during those nights. So what this means is, you are not alone in Laylatul Qadr, even if you are in the confines of your house in prayer. The angelic presence is there in that night. So as long as you show up, you have the night. Just show up, even if for a single hour. And the ulama say that acknowledging the angelic presence in Laylatul Qadr means we have to honor those angels as well. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that we should not show up to the masjid if we have the smell of garlic and onions on our breath. That is because it offends the angels. So there is a connection, a relationship that we have between us and the angels. What are the adab, the manners and etiquettes we should bring, knowing that there's an angelic presence wherever we may be in Laylatul Qadr? There are basically four things that ulama say. They say sitr, dhikr, atr, and tuhr. There is concealment, remembrance, fragrance, and purity. So meaning you cover yourself in garments, you cover the faults of others, there is this sitr. You come to the experience dressed appropriately. That is the adab towards the angels. You also have dhikr, remembrance, as that is the foundation of Laylatul Qadr. Whether it is in remembrance, salat, dhikr, du'a, tilawat of the Qur'an, and so on. You likewise receive the angels with atr, with a fragrant scent. This means to basically come clean, to come clean and perfumed, to come with a sense of honor, to receive the night with honor, to be prepared. And lastly, you come with tuhr, with purity. Purity of body, of clothes, and most importantly, purity of heart. And what that means for us is we want to make sure we get rid of the anxieties, the things that are upsetting us, the things that are making us angry. We want to get rid of grudges that we have with people. We want to squash all of these things and put them to the side as we come to seek Laylatul Qadr. You don't want to come in Laylatul Qadr arguing with someone in person or online. You want to come with a fresh mind, a clean heart. And lastly, dear brothers and sisters, when we receive Laylatul Qadr and seek it out, we understand the third door is the door of salam. As Allah Ta'ala says, salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr. There is peace in Laylatul Qadr until the break of dawn. In this night, it is described as a night of peace. And this means that you have to bring peace yourself if you're going to receive peace. You are going to receive peace if you bring peace to the night. And that means starting with forgiveness of those with whom you have a grudge. Putting those things to the side. Bring peace to your heart. Remove negativity. Come with gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come with the state of shukr. Come with gratitude and thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're saying, as you come into Laylatul Qadr, Alhamdulillah wa shukurillah. You're not saying, all thanks and all praise is due to my Ramadan plans, or all shukr is due to my Laylatul Qadr goals, or all praise is due to my dua list. These are all things that we may do and should do, but those are the actions Allah has facilitated. We thank Allah Ta'ala and we come with shukr into that night. You trust in Him. You don't trust in your Ramadan goals. You don't trust in your du'as. You don't trust in all of the objectives you set. You set objectives, but you trust in Allah Ta'ala. This is the attitude one should bring into Laylatul Qadr. To relish the night. To relish the chance to spend moments in the night just in the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And moments where you seek forgiveness, as that is the very best thing you can do. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what one should say if they think they're in Laylatul Qadr. And he taught her to say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are the pardoning, and you love to pardon, so pardon me. It's a very simple dua. You're asking Allah, you're saying, acknowledging, oh Allah, you are al-afu, the pardoning. And you love to pardon, so pardon me. You have a chance to simply make that dua, and make that dua over and over again in the night in between the raka'at, and Allah Ta'ala will pardon you. Take the time to make these du'as. And understand that as you say it 2 times, 3 times, 5 times, 10 times, Allah Ta'ala is not waiting for you to reach a certain specific number. The fact that He inspired you to make dua the very first time is the answer. So just repeat it as a chance to continue the conversation with the Lord. That is how you receive Laylatul Qadr, dear brothers and sisters. Don't come into Laylatul Qadr or the nights of Ramadan thinking, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, everyone's in a spiritual place and I'm feeling down in the dumps, my legs are tired, my back is hurting, I'm sleepy. You may be all of those things, but Allah gave you the chance to make dua, to turn to Him, because He wants to give you khayr, He wants to bless you and forgive you. Don't think, I'm not in the right state, Allah is not going to answer my du'as. Do not think like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that I am as my servant thinks of me. If you think you're going to be denied, you'll be denied. If you think Allah is going to forgive you, you will be forgiven, inshaAllah. That is the proper attitude to have in these last 10 nights, and in all of Ramadan, and indeed all of our life. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to receive these nights with these states of anticipating reward, of having conviction in Allah's forgiveness and pardon, in receiving it with adab, and having high hopes for coming out of the month with complete forgiveness and pardon from our sins. Ameen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد زين المرسلين والأخيار وأكرم اللهم عليه الليل وأشرق عليه النهار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يا حبيب الله